Hi, I'm Alex, and my project is now in the setup startup phase. There's a list of things that I need to do during this phase. Let's see, I have to finalize the work order in the budget and check on the status of the protocol. Next, I'll have to oversee the system setup and finalize the project plans. I would also need to follow up on the regulatory approval timelines and the investigator meetings. And these are just some of the major things that I'm responsible for. I'll reach out for your help at some instances. My mentor, Donna, has agreed to keep track of the project and guide me, if and when she feels the need. There's a lot to do. I should probably get started. I have to review the draft work order that Harvey sent. I would need your help there. Here are some documents that you can look at before you review the work order. I've highlighted the important points in each document. Now that you've finished reading the documents, I recommend you review the work order, specifically the scope of work, budget, and payment sections. If you need to look at the project documents again, they're available here. Which section of the work order do you think has a discrepancy? What do you think is the discrepancy in the scope of work section? I'm glad we identified this. I should connect with Harvey immediately and have the work order corrected accordingly. As a contract analyst, Harvey may also be busy with other projects, so it's my responsibility to keep him updated and engaged. Thanks for helping me with the review of the work order. I'll need your help again. Marie has sent me an Excel document, which I can use to see how the budget will be uploaded on our finance system, PeopleSoft. I have to ensure that this document is accurate and complete. I recommend that you look through the documents shown here. I've highlighted some important points in each of them. We will use these documents to review the budget sheet. Now that you've finished reading the documents, let's review these sections of the budget sheet. If you need to look at the QIP and the work order again, they're available here. Which section of the budget sheet do you think contains discrepancies? I should raise this issue with Marie immediately. It's essential that the budget loaded on PeopleSoft is aligned to the QIP. If not, it could lead to financial overlaps and discrepancies in the future. I need to review the protocol from an operational feasibility point of view, and I'd be glad if you could help me. I spoke to the project leaders who have worked on projects on the subject of diabetes in the past. Based on that, I created a list of potential countries and a few notes about each of them. Not all of these countries were considered for our protocol. I have highlighted those in which we finally decided to conduct the study. I recommend that you read through my notes. Once you've read them, we can review the protocol together. Here is the protocol that needs review. I've highlighted some sections of the protocol that I think need a closer look. If you need to read through my notes again, they're available here. Where do you think this protocol may be difficult to implement? Which condition of the protocol do you think makes it infeasible for Japan? The system setup is now complete. I have to review it and get back to Simran. I'll need to review the data in Quintiles Resource and Portfolio Management, Project Portfolio Management, against the work order to ensure that both of them are aligned. I'll need your help. I recommend that you read through the section of the work order provided here. I've highlighted some important points. We will use this to review QRPM PPM. Now that we've looked at the work order, let's compare it to this section of QRPM PPM. The work order is available here. According to you, what information entered into QRPM PPM does not match the work order? What do you think is the problem with the key milestones entered into QRPM PPM? I need to raise this issue with Simran immediately. I'm glad we reviewed the system setup on time, otherwise the team could have missed this milestone in the future. Thanks for your help. It appears I need your help again. Now that I've finished reviewing the internal system setup, I need to look at the vendor systems to make sure they're accurate and complete. The IXRS vendor has just sent the user acceptance testing for me to perform some testing and reviews and then provide a sign-off on it. We'll have to review this UAT in the dummy email it generates. I recommend you look through the given section of the UAT in the dummy email generated after subject randomization. Were you able to identify any problem or missing information? Why don't you help me with this like you've helped earlier? I recommend that you look at this section of the work order. I've highlighted some important points. I think we need to look at this particular section of the COP. If you need to look at the relevant section of the work order again, it's available here. Which section of the COP do you think contains discrepancies? How do you think this discrepancy could have occurred? You didn't point it out after you reviewed your section of the budget. So, the budget and the work order were not appropriately updated to match the numbers in the COP. This is a very serious situation, and I'll need your help to make a decision. The sudden change in regulation could have a major impact on the project timelines. What should I do first? I hope everyone is aware of the issue about the regulatory approvals in India. What do you think would be the best way to escalate this issue to the customer? Sarah has raised a valid concern and is asking me for an action plan. What do you think I should suggest? Hi, Simran. I hope the investigational product, IP, has been distributed to all our sites ready for site initiation. I couldn't have done it without my team, and I certainly couldn't have done it without you. Thanks for all your help along the way. I will soon successfully complete the setup startup phase of my project with Worldwide Pharma. In this course, you learned how to review and finalize the scope of work, the budget, and the project protocol. You also learned how to set up the core systems for a project. Further, you can now identify your role in finalizing the project plans, acquiring the regulatory approvals for the project, and organizing the investigator meetings. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck.